Blog Talk Radio.
She's in yet, so good. Great show ahead of us. We're going to have so much fun. Tonight, Sheila and I are going to be talking about how to spice it up in the bedroom. We're going to keep it chrome. We're going to keep it sexy. And most of all, we're going to tell the truth. Don't be shy. We're just going to talk about everything we can. We're going to talk about our favorite positions. We're going to talk about how to add a little bit of fun to the bedroom, places to be. But first, I hope all of you had a great day. And let's see. Let's get this started. Sheila. Well, I think we're having a little bit of technical difficulties with Sheila. So, once I get her all in here with us, just give us 1 second.
Dang, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
There she go.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Then will everybody
mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Is it working now?
Yes, now.
You guys, what was going on with that? Y'all must not like me tonight.
Well, go ahead and take it away, Sheila.
Well, ta-da, La Reina is here. We're going to have a wonderful evening. We're going to talk about a lot of nice, spicy things, spicing up the bedroom, toys, all that good stuff. I'm super excited. We got a whole host, Erica. I don't know what was going on before, but I'm here now, and we're going to take it off. So we're going to talk tonight about spicing things up in the bedroom. I know a lot of people go through dry spells, what we like to call dry spells, which are not bad. Sometimes dry spells are good, because it brings you to this, what we're offering you tonight, spicing things back up. So, Zerika, have you ever been in a relationship where everything's good, the sex is awesome, but you get to that point where you're like, I'm bored. You're not doing it for me right now. We need to.
I know I have. I get bored very easily. And I'm always looking for something new and exciting. Always looking to spice it up.
Yes, I've been in that type of situation too, girl, where I'm like, okay, something needs to give. You gotta do something for me. But I've come to realize that a lot of lack of spice in the bedroom could be lack of connection, that spiritual connection, that mental connection with oneself. And a lot of good comes from one being on that spiritual connection, being connected mentally before you go to that physical aspect. And if you lose that, you lose it in the bedroom. That spice does dissipate. So I was doing some research, and I've found that there are some meditative techniques and practices that couples can do, or even singles, to spice up their sexuality, get in tune with their sexual energy. Have you ever done anything like that?
I have, but go ahead. Tell me a little bit about what you got before I get on my naughty self.
Well, one thing that I found was something called Kundalini meditation. Mm-hmm. It's a meditative technique designed to tap into your sexual energy and your capacity for love. And this is something that you can do by yourself, and this is something that you can do with your partner. There are a lot of videos on YouTube and whatnot. YouTube is, you know, a main source for a lot of things, so you can find a lot of things on there. I found some. There's, when you look it up, the last three videos and the first page are really good. And it's really interesting because you can – go ahead.
What did you type in? You got to tell me.
Kundalini, it's spelled Kundalini, meditation.
What's your Kundalini? I don't think everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but what is
it? Yeah, Kundalini is just a technique, the type of meditation that you're doing. You're tapping into the energy aspect of it. Like, another one is called Tantric, where it taps into your comfortability with your sensuality. So this one is more like energy work and whatnot. So I didn't get to do a lot of research. I did try to look up some classes so I can go check it out and see what it's like for myself. But it was interesting to see that there are holistic ways and spiritual ways to get yourself sexually in tune.
Let me ask you a question. Why would you, because everybody always wants that mental connection and that, you know, connection where they like the way the person looks. But, I mean, honestly, I know somebody's probably wondering, how is the Kundalini and Tantric sex and all those big words, how is that going to help you spice it up? Like, what benefit does it have for me in my sex life?
The benefit that this has for you is a spiritual one. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that when you're having sex with somebody, your souls connect. You know, you have that mental connection and whatnot. It's not only your bodies. It's not only him entering you and poking away. It's not two licks and a poke and we're done. It's more than that. It is something spiritual. And the benefit that it would give you is a better orgasm, for one, because to have that spiritual connection with that person before you even get to the bedroom, it makes things so much more, I don't even know the word that I'm looking for. It's like,
yes. When you have that connection with someone, it just makes your whole body feel complete. And I, you know, when you want to make sure that y'all have that. Otherwise, it just feels like two bodies just hitting each other. You want to feel complete,
right,
from your mind. You want it all to feel connected and good. I know, at least that's
right.
What I do.
Okay.
So, what everybody does, you know, sex isn't just, you know, laying in a bed, not having fun. You know, you should be able to connect on a whole nother level. And if you're not, I'm telling you, you're missing something so great, so great. So tell me some other things about Tantric and just the many different types of ways you like to spice it up. And, you know, after you get your connection, your soul connection, what else do you do from there?
Well, after that connection has been worked on and you work on getting your chakras aligned and all that good stuff, you know, you got to work on some positions. Positions come to play into sex, and it is very important because you'll have some positions that you don't like and you have some positions that you're like, yo, you have to do that every time we have sex. So the question would be, what is a sexual position that you've been interested in doing, but have never, you know, brought it up. Maybe this would be the time to tell your partner, hey, I've been interested in this, or I've been looking this position up and been interested in trying it out. So my question to you, Zerika, is there a sexual position out there that you've never done that you would like to try?
Never done. Oh, let me think about this. What position am I? Please, because I'm all about it. We're going to try it till it works. And not every, and that's one thing not everyone might have had multiple partners. You might have only had one. You know, no matter if you've been with one, been with three, been with 20, you always want to make sure that you're enjoying your best time. So with different people, you got to try different things. So I guess for me, it's whatever makes me feel it the most. You know, there are some who, no matter what position you're in, you're going to feel it, and it's going to feel great. But I guess if I had to try one that I've never done it upside down. I've never been upside down.
What you mean upside down? Elaborate.
I mean me hanging upside down. And somehow he probably on top. And, you know, it's the blood rush. The idea of having that blood rush, you know, don't even seem kind of cool about me, you know, kind of like, hold up.
What you mean, you hanging off the bed upside down, or you holding yourself up upside down and me? I'm trying to picture this.
Somehow. I don't know. Maybe that's why I haven't done it, because I ain't figured it out yet. I mean, I've done the hanging off the bed. I mean, totally upside down. I got to figure me out a way. I'm going to have to figure it out. And I'm going to have to figure me out a way.
It can be done. I believe it can be done. I believe I've seen a lot of crazy things.
I might need a head massage after. I might be feeling a little lightheaded, but I'm going to try it, you know. You can't be scared to try a position, you know. You got to try it at least once. You got to say, oh, I did try that. It might not work for you. It might be the best thing that ever happened to you, but you got to try every which way your mind thinks. You just got to try it. I mean,
yes, because you'll never know the different walls that lie within the garden. Pleasurable.
And God shouldn't be scared to tell a woman, because she might be thinking inside her head, man, I wish we could make it a little exciting. I wish he would flip me. I wish he would twist me and put my leg behind this and wrap me over here. And sometimes you just got to open up your mouth and just say, can we try this tonight? Can we try this, or during the day, or whatever time you want to get it in? I mean, because
that is another good thing and benefit of the meditation, because you have to communicate. Communicating is the number one thing. And speaking of hitting that tickler, this is one position. I made a list of like 10 positions that you can look at.
You got it.
Yeah, I made a list. I don't know if this list consists of my favorite positions, but it was supposed to be a list of positions that are out of the ordinary, or maybe a little bit modified of the, you know, ordinary. So one that I think I love is called it's called the bandolier. And the way that I can describe this, did you get that? The bandolier.
Okay.
the way that I can describe this position is the lady's on her back. He is in almost a praying position on his knees. And her hind parts are propped up. For those who don't know what hind parts are, it's her butt is propped up on his thighs. And her legs are bent, her knees are, you know, to her face almost, to her chest, and her feet are on his chest. Are you picturing it?
I'm picturing it. I almost feel like a seesaw. Okay, but go ahead.
Well, he hit a nice spot, girl. I didn't know it had a name, but it's called the bandolier. and the bandolier, darling. It's that thing that we like to call the G-spot.
That sounds...
He can rock
that me. Sounds...
He can go deeper.
Mm-hmm. Not finding it. Not hitting it. It's definitely a no-no.
What?
Definitely.
Why?
What you mean, why? Not finding the G-spot? Oh, no. There's nothing sadder than a man who can't satisfy you. There's nothing sadder.
Oh, girl. That's what? Blasphemous. That is just wrong. That should be.
It makes me sad. And it can ruin your whole day. To have to put in all that work and find all these positions and hit it. No.
And tonight, climax, that is the worst. Oh, I just almost got a tear from my eye just thinking about it. The thought made my heart quiver. That is just. Mm.
Right.
Because whoever is having sex right now and you did not come. I feel for you. I'm literally hugging you right now.
For you. And so as we're talking, I do want to remind the callers that if you would like to say something or if you would like to answer one of our naughty questions tonight, just go ahead and press that one and we can always bring you in. So, Miss Sheila, I like the Bendelini because, you know, it sounds like, you know, there's some good support going on there. You're hitting the right spot. But after you're done with that one, tell me another one we can switch to.
Yeah, I'm about to tell you another one right now. Right now. Looking through
what's
my notes.
Tell me what you looked up. Tell me what's
your favorite.
What's my
favorite?
What's your favorite thing to do when you're in the mood and you guys have got it all planned out and you're meeting up? What's your favorite position, your favorite foreplay? What do you like to do?
Hold on. You just asked me like 1,000 questions. So my favorite thing to do before girl, you're about to get me all hot and stuff. My favorite thing to do, I love to kiss. Kissing is one of my go-tos to get it going for me. If you're a good kisser, talk about Niagara Falls. My favorite position, I would say... All of them, girl. All of them. My favorite position.
Tonight, we got to tell them, you know, how to make it spicy, you know. Yeah, we might have gotten it all in, and we've been tried almost every position, and we might not have known the name, but we've out there becoming experts. But tonight, let's tell them, tell me one of them, and tell me why it's your favorite.
Okay. My favorite position, I'll say, is doggy style. Why? Because it just hits that spot for me. I like that roughness that my hair can be pulled. I can be choked a little. One thing that I would say I like to do or to go to spice things up would be to be spontaneous. For example... we could have met up and we're each in our own cars. I could literally have you pull over on the highway. It could be night. I could have you pull over, act like something's wrong with my car.
You like
and
to
just have
the more laws you
bring,
the more spicy it is. I hear we've all been there. The more laws you break, the more spicy it gets. I can understand that.
Yeah, you have to do different things. Gotta do get it out of the norm. I mean, a lot of dry spells may come from you not having time. You're tired. You're working so many hours. But to be honest, you gotta make the time. I don't care if it's 20 minutes. You gotta make the time. So yeah, that's one of my go-tos is being spontaneous. We could be driving. I'll pull it out. I'll give you some head while you're driving. That's another go-to of mine. If I feel that things need to be sprucing up, it's something simple that people do, but sometimes that's what it takes, just to be spontaneous. Don't plan it. Just do it. You know you want it. You've been thinking about it. Just do it, or just say it. So that's me. That's just
all
a
right.
bit of text from my little freaky self.
All right. We know Sheila likes to break a little bit of laws, and I don't blame her because every once in a while you got to get a little risky. But
and
what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring in a caller, and we're going to ask them a couple questions, and we're going to find out if we're the only women out here who like to spice it up a little bit. And so I think the caller I'm going to bring in, your number starts with 1902. So you ready, Sheila? Let's get some info.
I am excited. Come on, caller.
Hello,
caller. Who is
Hello?
This?
Can I leave that a mystery?
We might have got somebody blushing this evening. Is that Mama Bear?
No, it's Ashley. Oh, who is it?
Hey, Ashley.
Oh.
Hey. Now, Ashley, I got a question for you. Now,
yeah. Oh, gosh.
Your sexually experience, I would take it, right?
Yes.
And would you say that
I haven't been for a while?
Maybe after tonight we can give you some tips on how to get back out there then. So would you say do you think you're adventurous?
Of course.
Okay. So as adventurous as you are, what would you say is the naughtiest place you've ever done it in?
ain't no point in being shy now, girl. No point in being shy.
I'm trying to think of one of them. I don't know. I want to say on the other side of the wall that my parents was in. I don't know.
Somebody like me.
In his grandmother's room?
The wall where my mama is.
Oh, I know one. I know one.
Okay.
Never mind.
Did she say never mind?
What's it called? Physical therapy?
Why are you thinking of your most risky place? Let us know. Do you like food with your sex, or do you like toys? What's your favorite?
Both.
What do you prefer? You prefer both, but if you had to, which one would you prefer?
That's a hard decision.
That's a hard decision.
Well, think about that and answer my question while you're thinking about the food. Since we were talking about positions, what's your favorite position?
I
have been that long that you forgot your favorite position.
Well, stop. So here's what I'm going to do, because we're going to put you on pause, and we're going to give you some time to think.
So we're going to give another caller a chance.
Yes, we're going to give another caller a chance. So the next person that we're going to ask, your number is ending in 7020. Hello,
7020.
Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello. And who is this calling?
Crystal.
Miss Crystal. Hi, Miss Crystal. Thank you for tuning in with us tonight.
No problem.
I have some questions for you, Sheila. You can go ahead and ask her your questions. Let's see what answers she has for us tonight.
What's your favorite position, Miss Crystal?
I think mine would probably be Doggy Style.
And why?
Doggy Style for two.
Because
mm-hmm.
I think I like that position because they can pull my hair and get teeth at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, girl, I know. And is there, my other question would be, what is there a position that you've never done but have been interested in? Like you've probably seen it in a book or somebody told you they did it and you've never done it. What position would that be?
I don't think there's – I was pretty adventurous when I was younger, so I don't think there are any that I haven't really done.
No.
Unless I have to look back in the book again.
Oh, she got to look back in a book. She got a book. How big is this book? How many pages is that?
I don't have a book. The library has them, though.
Oh.
She's
a whole library.
So, Crystal, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever felt bad of speaking up about something you wanted to try?
I have. In the beginning, when I first started having sex, I was older and I was more modest. I was raised to be more modest, let the men lead. And then as I got older, I was kind of like, well, if I want to enjoy this, I probably need to speak up. So I just started speaking up.
That's a good point that you put to me.
Because, you know, it's not easy for everyone. You know, even for me, it wasn't always. So I can understand that. But what were some of the ways? Did you have sex with them first and then like, well, I like to try this? Or did you sit them down? Like, how did you bring that into the conversation?
Normally it was like we had sex first. I kind of got to see where they would take it. And then I'm like, okay, so next time you should kind of do like this. And then the next time you should kind of do like this, do a little bit more like this. Like, and then, you know, kind of figure out what would please each other the best.
I like that.
Okay. So you got your conversation there. So now I want to know, what's the worst thing a guy has ever done sexually with you? That he just thought was just the best.
Surprised me with anal.
Oh, surprised you.
It was like, oh, wait a minute. Like,
wait,
we didn't talk about this. Like, hold up, pause.
No, that is the worst no-no. The worst no-no is surprising girl with anal.
And I had never done it before, so it was like, wait, hold up.
Oh.
That's not going to happen.
It stopped
almost after, like, one pump. I was like, okay, we're done.
Crystal, I mean, oh man, I experienced that a couple times, and that is the worst feeling is...
Yeah.
I'm laughing now, but at that
like,
moment, it's
yeah.
death. It's like you almost
yeah.
died a little death.
Right.
I mean, I might have
been
prepared for. I don't think, you know, I've never, and that's one thing I've always been like, that's an exit, not an entrance. But I've had the slip and almost got in there before, and it literally turned me off. So, but I know so many women who have tried it, who say, take a little medicine, take a drink.
Oh, I love it.
If I alter my sexuality to get it done, I don't want it. That's how I feel.
I love it.
I've only actually been successful with it once, but it's still like, because it's not a regular thing for me, it's still one of those things you can't surprise me with. It's not going to happen. Like,
right.
No. Like,
there's
pause.
A lot of nerve endings. There's a lot of nerve endings down there. So you have to.
You still
got to
talk about it before it happens, and it's still like, do
right.
I really want to do this
you
today? Know. No, not today.
We'll have anal Tuesday. Today is Wednesday. We can't do it today.
Right.
That's a birthday or anniversary, that one time a year thing where, you know, that's a special treat.
Right.
So I definitely know how you feel. Well, Crystal, thank you so much for, you know,
yes, thank you
coming.
For calling.
No problem.
You know, and actually, we're still out there. We just know we haven't forgotten about you. Not yet. So I hope the answers together.
Do we have any more callers on the line?
We do have some callers on the line. But what I'm going to
bring
do,
one more.
We're going to go ahead. Well, we'll take two more because, you know, we ain't
okay.
forget about Ashley. We're going to take two more, right? I feel like the bull's a little bit. After we come back from our commercial.
Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, located at 519 North Charles Street in the historic area of Mount Vernon, Baltimore. We are your one-stop holistic beauty and pampering center, offering hair, nails, massage, skin care, a hair loss clinic located in a private area, and other beauty enhancement services. Call to schedule an appointment today, 410-483-9355. We are open 7 days a week and offer a variety of savings specials. Come in today to try one of our signature packages, such as a one-hour massage, a spa manicure and pedicure, or 120-minute detox package. Packages start as low as $120. Call 410-483-9355 to book your appointment. Our website is dayspasw.com. We look forward to servicing you at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa.
All right. See, Simple Wellness. Both Shelly and I both rep Simple Wellness. But tonight, we're talking about sex and being naughty and how to be free and open. And so far, we've talked about some positions. We've talked about how sometimes it gets a little stagnant. Now, to press up on being stagnant a little bit more, you know, it just happens. You've been with someone for a while. You get into this routine. You go to work, whether or not you live together. You call. You check on each other's day and how it's going. You're tired, especially if you've added a kid into the mix. You may be tired, you know, then you have to cook for yourself the next day. You become this whole routine who's having sex maybe once a week, twice a month, you know. But you have to remember that, you know, there's a reason why you and that person connected in the first place. There's a physical reason just as much as there is an emotional reason and an attractive reason. And so with that physical reason, you want to always refresh it. You want to always make sure that you're taking care of each other. And I think that sometimes spicing it up and adding a little fun back into the bedroom can help. You know, what about you, Shelly? Don't you think it can help?
I totally agree. And to piggyback off of what you just said about going back, I remember being in the park when I first was thinking that we should talk about this and what we should focus on when talking about sex. And this man spoke to me in the park telling me about his relationship with his wife and how she wanted, you know, more intimacy. She was just bored. And the more and more he talked to me and told me the issues he was having in his relationship with his wife, all I could hear is that she was bored. One of his boys told him he could just get somebody else and two licks and a poke her and just go home. And I'm like, no. You need to go back to the beginning. What was it that attracted you to her? There was something that attracted you sexually to her and mentally that brought you guys to being married for all of these years now. So why not revisit that? Revisit that energy that you guys had, that spark, and, you know, light it up again. I totally agree with having fun.
If you never gave a person control, why would you want to move on past them? You know, if you've never explored every option and every move and every, you know, part of intimacy that you could, why would you want to move on? Now, if they just suck at it and there's just no help and no hope for them, go. Just let it go. Just give it up. But if you've got a chance, and that's my opinion. I mean, don't nobody break up with anybody based off of my opinion. But if you really feel in your heart that, give it a try, let me speak up and, you know, let's see if, you know, we can be a little spontaneous. You know, I've met people who do the whole role playing, you know, I'll meet you at a certain spot and pretend to be somebody else or, you know, dress up in a car.
Right, and you know, some of the most common ones, I'll be your nurse or I'll be an officer. You know, some people, you just got to get creative. And if your partner is truly, you know.
Have sex. Do it. Poke it, lick it, grab it, bite it. Just do it. That's what spice it up. If people aren't having sex, I mean, I was reading statistics, like 7.5%. Like 7.5%. This is how much couples are having sex. That's too low for me. That don't make sense to me.
Maybe 7.5 a week, or you know, but not
That was not a week, darling. That's 7.5% of couples that have sex daily. That's only the percentage of the people that do have sex on a regular basis.
And I get it. Well, wait, I do understand people who do not have sex daily. I can understand that. Like, I don't have sex daily, and I don't even have a man, but sometimes I'm like, ooh, I'm so tired, I can't even deal with myself. So I can get it. What's up? You don't. Not everybody want to have sex every day. But just not having it all and just not
every other day, it's still a low percentage. I can get that because of work and kids and all that, but that's still a low percentage if you think about it.
But, you know, some people just aren't there yet. And with me, maybe you have to have a dinner. You know, not everybody wants you to say, hold up, wait, I want you to swing me from a pole. You can't just approach everybody like that. You got to know your partner. You got to know who you're working with. You can't just tell every man, hey, I got this dildo. Do you want to use it on me? I got this other toy. I got a whip. You can't just break it to some people like that. Sometimes you got to sit them down, make them a nice meal, maybe a glass of wine or a beer, and you got to kind of ease them into it. But I'm telling you, you got to do it. You got to talk about it. Because if you never do, you'll always be unsatisfied, always woe is me, but you never spoke up. So if you want
to
fight for it.
Yeah, and to go back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, about that spiritual connection, that meditation, that's where this would come in perfectly. You have all that clutter in your mind, the bills, the kids, the house, the car, I need to work. Like, this is where the meditation would be very beneficial, because you would be clearing your mind of all that clutter, of all that stress, and giving room to that sexuality that you have in there that you've been letting be dormant, like waking it up, reactivating it. And that's where sex is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, but sometimes we allow everyday life and everyday things to let us forget of the simple pleasures that life has to offer.
And sometimes people don't, you know, necessarily know what to do. There are many things that you can do. There are, you know, massage techniques that you can do with each other. Sometimes, you know, there are many couples out there who are taking a shower together. There is, you know, sometimes just a nice, you know, watching a nice flick together, sometimes taking a walk. There, whatever works for your relationship, you got to do it. If you're not one of those ones who want to be buck wild and you want it to be nice and slow, there are many, many ways that you can find some one-on-one intimacy for just you and your partner. And you have to do it. It helps you mentally. It helps you physically. It'll help you spiritually, emotionally. It'll help you in all those different types of ways, you know?
You know, it's a good position. True. But to go back to more positions, speaking of those that are tired, especially if the woman's tired and the guy's kind of tired from work, and et cetera. Another position that's good for that is called the cross. And the cross, the woman lies on her back with one leg extended and the other raised in the air, but bent in half. The man then straddles the woman's extended leg while holding on to her other leg to control penetration. That one is fun. I've done this one. This one is really good for those couples that are tired and don't want to get all rah-rah in the bed, but still want to get that orgasm. That
I got a good sensation. I can picture that very clearly.
But for somebody who can't picture exactly what you're saying or who don't have the imagination to really get in there and explore with their mind, how do you find all your different positions?
How do I find them?
Sometimes,
good,
you know, it'll just come.
Google, girl, books. There are so many books out there about sex positions, about things that you can try, different things, different places to do it in. I mean, one of the main books, one of the number one books would be the Kama Sutra. That is the book that has been rewritten so many times. There are so many different illustrations of this book that it's not even funny. They even have one for dummies. I mean, it's one of the best things, the internet, the library. There are so many different resources for people out there that may not know what to do or don't have the slightest idea of how to be sexy or how to bring a little sazon, what we like to call sazon, a little spice, a little seasoning to the bedroom and whatnot. You have the library. You have Google.
What?
You have sex stores. What? One of my favorite things to do is go to sex stores. I love sex shops because you get to play with toys. You get to feel the different vibrations in your hands. You get to see stuff that you would have never thought of in a little sex store. So that's something that's really fun to do with your partner is plan a date to go to the sex shop and look at some different things.
They've been great. They've been great. But I don't always have to go because I got the hookup. I got a best friend, and she, well, one, I've known her longer than we both been having sex, so all the stuff that we done got into, we both know. So she's my confidant when I want to say about all the naughty things that I do. But also the great thing is she sells some of the greatest toys that you could ever, ever use. Either by yourself or with
that number stat.
And she called in tonight, so I'm actually about to bring her in so we can talk to her, so we can ask her some questions.
Nice.
You know, so let me in. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this? This wonderful person.
It's your best friend, Sneezia.
Hello, darling.
Welcome to the Goddess Wake-Up.
What do you think so far about, you know, all this sex talk and about keeping it spicy?
It's always good to keep it spicy. Try new things. It's the best. Even if it's not dull, just to try new stuff, to find out what you like and what you don't like.
What's your favorite position?
Of course, my favorite position is doggy style.
Three for doggy style.
It's the most fun, but it's so daggone good.
It's not doggy style, it's reverse cowboy, cowgirl.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That one is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That girl wish. She need one. She needs to be a little bit. Why? You get up on it, you ride it, you just doing a little bit of smacking.
Speaking of sex toys, I need one. I love sex toys. They're so much fun. So, me being the big old freak that I am, what would you recommend me? What is one of your top toys out there right now?
My top toy right now is my first Jackrabbit.
The Jack Rabbit.
Yeah,
that
my
name.
First Jack Rabbit.
Tell me more.
Yeah, it's double penetration. One in the beginning is stimulates the clitoris while also vibrating, and it has beads inside of it that twirls around, so you get the fizzle. And it has different speeds. And it basically rotates different ways, left, right, fast and slow. A lot of people like them.
Called a jackrabbit. Like, that sounds pretty fast.
Well, that answers my question.
I believe it's called the jackrabbit because with the bees and the vibration, it actually kind of jumps while it's spinning.
Oh. Very interesting. So that I'd like the rabbit, the one that just had the click teaser, but this one you're saying that the shaft of it actually rotates while the bees rotate as well in different directions while it's vibrated all at the same time.
Yes.
Yes, I'm told. How much? Take my money. Take it.
Because I hear this a lot of times. So you have something called the jackrabbit that's giving you double penetration. It's rotating, it has curls on it. One thing is vibrating this, the other is helping massage this. You know what the one thing I hear women say, you know, I haven't really talked to many men about toys is, well, I have, but they don't. Really, most of them don't like them that I hear, but the women always like, well, if I got that, why I still need a man? Do you get that question a lot?
Actually, I really don't get that question. A lot of women that I sell the toys to, they use their toys when most of them are mostly single or when their man start acting up, they got their emergency stash.
Like, let me pull out the jackrabbit. Keep acting up.
It's good or bad for you. That's some spiteful stuff that I would say. I got my battery. There
I wouldn't even agree with that. I wouldn't agree with why get that, why have a man and get that. A man has hands and lips and a tongue. The toy doesn't. So there's a lot of aspects that a man has that that toy is not going to give you. Don't get me wrong.
They actually have a toy that has a tongue. And it vibrates and moves up and down.
I have seen it, but it still wouldn't feel the same, though. That heat wouldn't come off of it. That heat, that body heat that you get from,
Trust me, there's a difference.
Yeah, I like the difference. I like the real tongue.
Do you think that you can use your partner? Like, what are some of your favorite ones that you can use together in the bedroom?
Well, in the bedroom, we only use mostly the edibles, or unless we want to use the handcuffs or the sex swing.
Okay, the handcuffs. Okay, so you can tie somebody up while putting a little bit of edible on their body and lick it off. That sounds like a plan. You got a whip in there, too?
Yeah, you can lick it
much
and bite
whip.
It off. I like whips. I'm a whip person. I remember being gifted a whip made out of leather. I like whips. I like the whole bondage, dominatrix, submissiveness, scenery. It's very, you would have to be ready for it. I would suggest people to look into it, do some research. Don't just go tying people up and then you mad. Like, why you tie me up? like talk about it. Communicate, meditate. If you want to pray about it, pray about it. But it is something very enticing to let yourself be vulnerable and be submissive without feeling that you're not in control, because in all reality, you are. You are the one that's controlling the whole team. So it is nice to be blindfolded and to use some feathers to tickle the senses or some candle wax or ice. Like, yeah, got made ready for that. That's next level. That's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show.
That's freaky part two. You know? All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for tuning in. So please let everyone know, because as I said, that you do all the wonderful toys we can all enjoy. So if you give out your Facebook or your phone number or something, if anybody wants with you.
I can be reached at 443-653-6822, or you can look me up on Facebook by Shawn Marion. And I also have a website at Shawn, S-E-A-N, Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N. Or you can also check the website. at eroticexpressions.net.
Erotic Expressions. Right. Well, for all of you who
yeah,
hold
on, let me write that down. Eroticexpressions.net. Yes. Star, star, star.
Thank you so much, and you will be hearing from me.
All righty.
Hi, Miss
Erica. Erica. I'm sweating over here. I need to drink some water. Hold on. We might need to take another break.
Take a break.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make a phone call.
Make a phone call. Get your body off.
It's getting hot in here. Mm.
So what's your favorite way to set the mood? Since it's getting hot in there, how would you set the mood if you did?
I'm very old school. I'm an old soul. I like the whole candles, light some incense, burn some oils. I love to eat, but I will cook a meal. And I might make it something that I could have eaten off of me or I could eat off of you. How that goes. We'll just be eating.
Yeah, that's
nice music. I love jazz. I love some old school R. Kelly, Jodeci. Yeah, there's many different ways. So that's one of my favorites. I like to be chilled, laid back, and then go mayhem towards the end. Knock stuff down and flip tables and stuff.
You want to clean up when you're done. That's what it's
that's
about.
Cool.
You have a mess to clean up.
I like being messy.
Sure
I'm very messy. Very messy.
I have to say, when you can't breathe and you've both been pulling and at the end of it, you're panting and you're like, this is the best workout I've ever had in my life. See, that's the end result that I'm looking for. You got to go to bed. There is no getting up to
shower. You take a shower together and then eat some of the leftover food from the meal. Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you do it again. The best part. The doing it again part.
Doing it over and over all night long. I got you.
I'm starting to think that we could probably have a sex segment every other show. I'm really liking this. There's a lot of different things that we could talk about and educate people on. So I see that in our future. Naughty and nice with a dash or a couple of dashes of spice.
Exactly. And, you know, some people are more naughty than nice and some people are more nice than naughty. But no matter which one you are, you do got to, you know, spice it up and add a little bit in here and add a little bit in there. And you can, as I've told you over and over again, don't be scared. And speaking of out there, and, you know, we're about to bring her back in, Miss Ashley, because, you know, she got some questions to answer. So let's get her back out here. She's going to be our last caller of the night that we're going to ask our questions to, because we done gave her about a half hour to think. You think it's time?
Let's talk to Miss Ashley. Let's spice up her night.
Let's see where she is. Miss Ashley.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Welcome back.
Now, did we give you an option?
I don't know what y'all about to ask me.
We about to ask you a couple. And this time we want some real answers. And we don't want no politically correct answers. We want the truth. Now, Ashley, tell me a position that you love to do that you haven't tried yet.
Like you already said, I want to try upside down. And I think a ladder would be good. I think we could do that with a ladder.
She said a ladder?
Spell this out for me. Give me a visual, because I can't.
So who on the ladder? You on the ladder? You holding on to the ladder? You upside down on the ladder? How is the ladder incorporated in this equation here? Please elaborate.
Because this sounds like a fireman fantasy. So that's my next question.
I'm
going to
neck break
or
something.
So who's hanging off the ladder?
Mm-hmm. Who on the ladder?
keep thinking about it, Ashley?
The caller's not there. Caller.
Oh,
Ashley,
did
boo-boo.
She run away?
She ran away
did
again.
So who do you think is hanging off the left, Miss Sheila?
Well, the only thing that makes sense to me.
Brainstorm.
See, I'm very adventurous, so what I'm about to say is very out there. So you got a sandbag holding down the other side of the ladder. She puts her legs in between one of the openings and is hanging off, and he's basically holding her, rocking her up and down on
the ladder. Yeah. So the ladder. Like
on the wood. No. He's not rocking her on the ladder. He rocking her on the wood. He's just hanging off the ladder. That's how I would see it. That's how
okay.
I would see it.
But ladder. Okay.
You know, I thought we would have a lot more men to speak out. And it was our ladies on the line tonight. Shout out to our ladies and all of our callers, even those who didn't speak but did call in to listen and get some ideas and notes on how to spice
exactly.
things up.
I feel a little spicy. I think I'm a little ready. I think, you know, go and take you a nice bubble bath and you light your candles. And, you know, just because you started off slow don't mean it's going to end slow. And, you know, get your little lingerie on and, you know, just call him up on the phone and tell him you're ready. And if he's anything like what I want, he's on his way.
Okay.
Because you don't want
Yes, and don't forget to connect. Have that connection between each other. Don't forget what brought you together, that connection, that love, that fire, that spark. Reactivate it. Reactivate that sasson.
That's
it was a beautiful night. I am ready. I'm a little hot and bothered over here.
A little hot. Oh, my one and favorite thing, never be scared to make a little noise. A little noise goes a long way. So if he got you laying there all quiet, and you ain't break a sweat, it ain't doing it right. And that's my tidbit for the night. So, any parting words for us tonight?
My parting words for tonight is have more sex. Do it. It's good for you. It's good for your heart. It's good for your health. It's good workout. Do it. Don't let it go astray. Have more sex. Don't only two licks and a poke it. Three licks, four licks. Nibble on it, then poke it. But I'm excited. Had a beautiful night. You guys have a wonderful evening. Have more sex. Talk about sex. Talk about connecting. Talk about love. And peace.
And how can they talk? How can they find you, Miss Sheila, or get in touch with you and what you do?
Well, you can find me on Facebook, Sheila P. Lopez, or Massage and Styles by Sheila. You can also find me on Instagram by Poetic Pleasures, _poetic_pleasures_. And you can also find me at Simple Wellness Hair and Baseball as one of the massage therapists and natural hairstylists.
Awesome. Sounds great. That sounds great. That sounds great. And as you know, you guys can find me at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa as well. You can also find me on Facebook under Zerika Anderson. We make products, and I also do outsourcing and community organization. The show, you can always find me here on the first Thursday of every month with Miss Sheila on Goddess Link Up, where we love, love, love talking with you. Tonight we had lots of fun talking with you guys about sex and how to spice it up in the bedroom. Hopefully you guys had some great, you know, notes to take and you guys don't feel any less cautious, you know, hopefully you don't feel cautious at all. But hopefully you can go out there and talk with your mate about, you know, doing this. Go somewhere and maybe spice it up a little bit, add a little lingerie, add a little food, add a whip if you like to. But, you know, spice it up. Remember to have some fun spiritually, mentally, physically and emotionally, because it all matters and it'll all make you feel better. So Sheila and I would like to say thank you for tuning in to Goddess Link Up tonight. And
yes.
See you next.
Good night.
Good night.
One, two, one, two.